Did Mike put it on the website?
Nope.
Hmm.
Oh my goodness! What time is it? It's 5 o'clock, you're listening to the Vero Insider! That's right, it's a new time. It's a whole new hour. Oh my goodness! Ow, ow! Drinking a little bubbly in the studio, that's right. I'm your happy hostess with the mostest, really just one out of three now these days, I tell you what. Anna Valencia Tillery in the studio with Dynamic Ladies. Dynamic Ladies, and we're about ready to embark upon a whole new, wonderful hour drive home conversation for all of our listeners. This is really exciting news, is it not, girls?
It's very exciting.
I mean, it's a whole new month. Summer is upon us, and we're unveiling just a bunch of fun in 1 hour, all wrapped up into like just goodness. Nothing but goodness coming from the Vero Insider. Talk about where to go, what to try, how to give back, and now we get to do it for a full hour. So this is great news. I have to, at this point, introduce these ladies that I'm looking at. Very attractive ladies.
Faye's prettier than I am.
I wouldn't go that far.
No, it's true.
Stunning.
She's beautiful.
Stunning.
She's got beautiful ladies. Really long, silky blonde hair. I'm so jealous.
And really sassy shoes today. Faye. Florals by Faye.
Right. And the Event Firm International.
And the Event Firm International. That's how some of our listeners might know you best. Please give us a little idea, because you're originally from Miami, up here. Well, originally from Cuba, yeah, up here now.
Yeah. Well, I didn't go from Cuba here. I went from Cuba to Minnesota, of all places.
Oh, random.
Yeah, really random.
I was looking for Miami, and I got
lost in Minnesota. It's not cold enough in Cuba.
Right. Just a little shock. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so in Minnesota, and then you came back to Florida, because that was the right thing to do.
Right. Everybody says we mixed up the M's.
I think so. Yeah. I was looking for Miami, took a detour.
Right.
I thought the highway was really taking me out of the way. And now you're here in Vero. How long have you been here now?
It has been now since 2011.
Okay, so we're coming up on an anniversary. Yet
I think
another
I met her
to celebrate.
The second she got into town.
I think so.
Actually.
We met really soon when you got into town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was told if I wanted to meet somebody fabulous, wonderful, and really knows Vero, that would be Kitty.
No, that'd be Anna.
Yeah.
But I know how to get a hold of Anna.
Right. Like when she's in a microphone emergency.
Oh, you saved us. That was so great.
I would do anything for you.
I appreciate that. And of course, I forgot to bring it over here. But,
you know.
It's okay. I'll get it
to you.
I know
where you live.
I know.
It's okay. It's okay.
It's just locked up. It's in good shape.
Well, and now this is so true. Okay, so Faye, let's do your full name. Faye Domovich. How did I do?
Domovich.
No. Domovich. You made it Domovich. You almost made me sound Russian there for a second.
She was almost a Russian from chemo, which actually, there are a few there.
There are many, actually.
See? They've always been very closely allied with the Soviet Union.
Yeah. Cuban doctors, anybody that has a professional career that is based in Cuba that is under the government, is sent to Russia for education.
Yep.
The average
really?
Educated Cuban knows the minimum of 4 to 5 languages.
Wow.
Yep. So,
how many do you know?
I only know 3.
Oh, well, I think that's a great compromise.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Used to know 4.
I'll take three.
But kind of lost.
What 3 languages do you know, my dear?
I speak Spanish fluently, English sometimes, Italian, and I understand my French, but I'm not as privy as I should be to it.
Oh, well, that's great to have. That's a wonderful skill set. I had no idea that the Cuban government, from an education standpoint, embraced so many languages. That's wonderful.
Because they send them abroad.
Yeah, like to Russia.
Yeah.
Maybe there is a bit of Domovich in there, huh? Just saying, maybe there is.
Maybe.
Who knows? Who knows what Mamba's doing? I don't know. Oh, dear. I'm just kidding.
Digging deep into the family tree.
There
right? And it all comes out.
Grandma was a Dutch.
Lo and behold. Now, Faye, you have a background in events. I mean, in fact, it's impossible sometimes to even be able to coordinate your schedule and where you might be, because you get to travel so many wonderful places and bring happiness and real special accents to various affairs. Yeah?
Correct. Yeah. I'm very lucky, because I think people don't have a full understanding of what my capabilities are, but what I am is a full event producer. That means that I do everything from whether it be television or even radio.
I love the camera.
You would. The camera would love
she
me too.
She does. No, it does. Yeah. She does.
And then,
TV.
Everything from, you know, basically shows like I've done MTV, you know, V&A awards and all that. So it's a spectrum to then corporate events, general sessions, to the events that coincide with that. And then, of course, the socials that I'm known a lot for here, for the weddings and so forth. And, you know, a lot of the not-for-profit events.
I was going to say, you do a lot more than just the weddings from a community aspect, which is really how I think that this show moving forward, as Faye, of course, is going to be a permanent fixture moving forward on the Vero Insider. And we might have some fun things evolve within the show, change up
ideally,
some music, change up some concepts, maybe even change in the name. Who knows? There's after a bottle of champagne, anything is possible.
Anything could happen.
Anything but we are celebrating.
Just
because,
like dark lighting in a club.
Wait, are
right,
you celebrating?
Right. I look,
she
I know.
Needs to celebrate.
All of a sudden, we all look so thin and voluptuous. Hello, I love dark lighting. I love it. Anything goes then. But you really are very community-driven, and with your charitable donations to the nonprofits, it's a really great fusion because, of course, one of our biggest things here for Kitty and I is to be able to promote where to go, what to try, and how to give back in Indian River County. And oftentimes in giving back, it doesn't necessarily require a $10,000 check, though I'm sure the nonprofits appreciate those.
For sure.
But it is just attending something. A simple $35
exactly.
ticket or $50 ticket means a lot. These events
Every
mean nothing if no
counts.
One comes.
But, you know, my hat's off to this community. And being that I've traveled and I've, you know, lived and worked in both Chicago, New York, L.A., and Miami, I have to tell you that the people here should be very proud of themselves in the sense of how community oriented and how supportive they are of the non-for-profits. It is unbelievable. And they should really be proud Aww. Of themselves because, and you know, it was a very interesting transition for me in the sense for to get a better understanding of the community and what they are. But it never ceases to amaze me how much people care. And how
right.
much they're willing to do. And it's not
and
always
it's genuine.
About, and it's absolutely,
absolutely
genuine.
Absolutely, yeah.
And that is really nice. Where compared to the other areas, first of all, it's not so genuine. It's more about the recognition. And here, there's a lot of people here do a lot of amazing things and people have no clue.
Right. It's all right. behind the scenes. The
and
behind
should,
the scenes
and
stuff.
And they should know that
anonymous
I know
donations.
And I appreciate it.
Yes. And we just observe and you know, we're the sassy chicks of Vero. Cheers, Vero, for all the good work you do.
Definitely so.
And now we just want to be able to highlight it and bring it to light. So speaking of bringing great things to light, as Faye, of course, you know, you just jump in here. Heck, girl, we're just running a show here.
It's a whole new ballgame.
It is. We really want to give some great shout-outs to, of course, what Blue Star does. I mean, this past weekend, you had a wonderful sign-off event.
What did we do?
Well, I have never
was
seen...
Was I there?
Oh, you were there. You were back there cooking up a storm. The
yeah.
place smelled insanely delicious this past Sunday brunch,
yeah.
Which is not always an every Sunday thing. So
no,
it's like a once
gonna
in a while
feature.
We're going to
do brunch the very last Sunday of every month.
Oh, there you go.
Oh,
wait,
yeah.
wait,
and each one will have a different theme. Like this was Daniel Zoll's going away party. If anybody knows Daniel Zoll, you know that he is a phenomenal server, dining room manager.
Great attention to detail.
He will do anything for you. He's just a great guy. Did a lot of charity work in this community. Did a lot of things for a lot of people. And he's moving to L.A. because that kid is young
there.
And fabulous. And so we threw him a big, fabulous Sunday gay going away party.
Oh, it
was awesome.
It was interesting.
There were some big, tall, beautiful drag queens, and it was just a rowdy time.
I was so
time.
Envious of their lashes. Their lashes were
impressive. You know what?
Impressive.
When I saw that,
trust
I
me, it was a Matisse.
Oh, I know. Oh, I know. That took some glue right there.
No, no,
to
no.
Tell you.
Those were some heavy glue ones.
I know. They. I thought that they weighed at least 10 pounds.
They had
Those
to
were
have.
Some luxurious long lashes.
You know what was interesting was when the show was over, one of them was a guy who actually is physically a lady. You know,
right.
she
Did
has
the
gone
transformation.
Through the transformation, mm-hmm. done the change. And the other one is a guy who dresses up like a girl with the fake padding and all of that. But mm-hmm. it was mm-hmm. funny because the drag queen who dressed up, who is a woman now, or however you want to say that, it took her three times as long to get out of the dressing room after the show. Like Kelly Randell, who is a guy... who just puts on, you know, fakes and a bunch of lipstick and big, huge
does
Dolly Parton wigs.
Does
a costuming transformation. I swear to God, the door hadn't even closed behind him. And all of a sudden, this guy walks out with absolutely no makeup. I don't know how any person gets out of that much makeup that fast without, you know, there's no, they were in my back room where we keep the beer. And so there was no sink bank there. I have no idea how he did that.
Oh, that's
maybe your beer wash.
It was amazing.
It exfoliated.
Probably closer to vodka, but
oh dear. Well, that's impressive.
It was very impressive. I was like, man, you're fast. He goes, oh, honey, I've been doing this so long, I could do this in my sleep.
It probably does.
It probably does.
Now, out of curiosity.
Well, it's a guy's tendency to do stuff in their sleep.
Right. All sorts of things. Limitless.
Exactly.
Limitless. We were talking about some of the nonprofits, obviously, as we were kind of getting started. And I know that one of the nonprofits near and dear to your heart is, of course, the Special Equestrians. And,
yep.
And we do an annual thing with them. But throughout the years, you've also done stuff for Safe Space.
Safe Space is a big one. Habitat's one of our biggest ones.
Right. Right, with the annual hoedown and
we
all
always
of those
do
donations.
The hoedown. Yep, it's huge for us. Safe Space, we've done all kinds of things.
And is your
TCCH, we've done Treasure Coast Community Health. A lot with them. We've done everything. Humane Society, we've done Blue Ribbon Charities. We work with everybody that we physically can. You know, it's very rare for me for a charity to come to me and say, hey, can we do an event here? Can we do a kickoff party or can I get some gift certificates or whatever? It almost never happens. And I say, no, we can't.
Right.
Unless there's a conflict of schedule, really.
Well, and that has to be.
Because I try not to. I would never say it's a conflict of interest because I'm not judging any of these charities on their merits or demerits.
Right.
I just like to see it happen. I mean, the Dancing with the Stars is a great charity, takes care of newly born infants in Indian River County.
The Healthy Star Coalition, absolutely.
Yeah, great stuff. So we do it all. And the Relay for Life, we are always, I think that every Relay for Life team in Vero comes to me for something. I'm not quite sure what.
Well, and that's just it. And we are, first, before we go to break, I just want to give a couple great shout-outs because obviously Blue Star has an impeccable venue to be able to lend itself.
It's getting better. Look, see, I'm covered in
paint. I was going to say, Kitty's clearly been painting.
I've been painting all day.
We got some fresh paint in there to be able to help
It's looking better all the time.
Host some, co-host
of
some
events,
venues
yeah.
and different things with our nonprofits, some of their events. But of course, our sponsors for this show, Sandridge, Foxy Nails, White Glove Moving, Pac-Mail Beachside, and Vero Beach Magazine. Listen, don't go anywhere. There's more in store with where to go, what to try, and how to get back in Indian River County. Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
1-800-HI-MITCH. What's that number and who is Mitch? 1-800-HI-MITCH is the number for Mitch Maxfield's Carpet and Furniture Cleaning Services, serving Florida's Treasure and Space Coast for over 30 years. And Mitch still does the work all himself. Call 1-800-HI-MITCH. Mitch Maxfield personally will clean your home or business. Call now for 2 rooms of carpet cleaning for $77 or a 6-foot sofa for $66. Maxfield Carpet Cleaning is a member of the ITEX trading community and welcomes your ITEX dollars. 1-800-HI-MITCH.
Moving is so overwhelming.
It can be, but not with White Glove Moving and Storage. With us, you play, we move. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, White Glove is the team to count on, offering full-service moving solutions, from boxes to packing, even rehanging of the pictures in the new place, or just help with the big and heavy stuff. So as you prepare for that upcoming move, be sure to call White Glove at 866-GLOVE-10. White Glove, we put the love back in moving.
Why Aguafita Services? Because you want a safe, sanitary, and energy-efficient pool in your backyard. Rediscover your why and get back in the pool of your dreams. Aguafita Services is a state-certified pool renovation expert with over 13 years in business in Vero Beach. Let Aguafita Services help you get in the swim again. Aguafita Services, water for your life. 7940586, part of the ITEX trading community. Your ITEX dollars are welcome.
If you wonder what to do, we got a magazine for you. Stay in the loop and get the latest scoop on the great bureau scene. Make it your routine. Pick up the first, the only Vero Beach magazine.
From amazing articles to ridiculously delicious recipes, along with the scoop on every event in the area, Vero Beach Magazine has been the trusted source for all things Vero for over 17 years. Subscribe today or come visit our newest venue, Vero Beach Magazine in the Village Shops.
Pick up the first, the only Vero Beach Magazine.
Pick up your copy today and visit VeroBeachMagazine.com.
Goodness, we're running this town, this Wine Wednesday on your drive home looking for something fun to do.
I was so thirsty. It got hot all of a sudden, and now Wine Wednesday can't come soon enough.
Well, and that's why we're here.
And sometimes we're filling in the blanks a little bit earlier. I'm not sure why.
You can start before 5. We don't judge you. We just ask that you tune in. That's it.
Yeah,
just tune in for
you.
Can
drive safely.
Start at lunch. And drive very safely, Seth Bay. That's right.
Well, you have to. Otherwise, you know, this
exactly
is a pretty tight town.
No kidding. I'm Anna Valencia Tiller. I'm in the studio with Miss Kitty Wagner of Blue Star, who is open, let's see, Tuesday through Saturday
right
5
now.
5 to 2 a.m.
Whenever. Whenever the cows go home, then we're done.
Okay. But so sometimes
if
it's
you want to
two
stay all night, that's fine.
Sometimes it's
okay.
Two. And now the last Sunday of the month. Oh, right. Lick them clean. Lick them clean, kids. Could happen. I've seen it done.
You know, my plates yesterday my plates on Sunday were just freaking. I kept watching them come back. I'm like, how could anybody eat that much for breakfast? You know, because
it's delicious.
I like to, on brunch, I like to really load it up because I figure it's a challenge. I'm going to shut them down. They're all hungover. They're going to, they're hungry. And then these plates come back empty. I'm like, where did those people put that?
In their bag.
There was a half a can of whipped cream on that French toast. Where did it go?
Oh, they loved it. People were enjoying it immensely. There was endless mimosas, Bellinis, Bloody Marys. I saw it.
Well,
people were happy.
The whole bar, because it was kind of an in the business, saying goodbye to Daniel Zoll, who's the server. The whole bar was BOGO, so it didn't matter what you got. You could have gotten a craft cocktail for half price, or you can look at it as 2-for-1, or however it makes you feel. But
I like that.
And it was fun because then people weren't just drinking the, screwdrivers or Bellinis.
They were stepping it up.
They could actually
and they're
have
industry
a craft
people
cocktail.
They like classy
yeah,
stuff.
They could have a really
they
nice
like
craft cocktail.
They know what's good and what's
they
bad.
They were crafting.
They sure do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. So last Sunday, this is official.
Last Sunday of every month.
Brunch at Blue Star.
Brunch. Yeah, I think the next one we'll see what happens. Maybe a jazz brunch.
Oh, I love it.
You know I love jazz.
You know what's coming up is...
Yeah.
Oh, that would be nice.
Jazz
but
and champagne.
You have a blues day
if
coming
If I do
up.
That, Donna, will you come?
Oh, you betcha.
I know. Jazz and champagne.
Don't
that'd
have
be
to tell
all
her
right,
twice.
Right?
You said my two favorite words.
There you go.
It's in there.
And your quiche.
I know. Her quiche
good
was amazing.
God.
We just hosted a business connections, and the quiche was one of the lunch specials, and
says
it was sensational.
Did you have the quiche, or did
I
you did have the pasta?
No, I was a quiche girl.
There you go.
It was delicious.
Good.
It was so good. It was delicious. Okay, hey, Faye.
Hey, Faye. I digress. Hey, Faye.
I know. So at our break, you were talking about maybe coming in and helping design some of the Blue Star as it's going through its transformations.
I've done that in the past.
How cool is that for people to just come in on a daily basis and see your work? Because this is so impressive stuff.
Well, it would definitely be my inspiration, but it'd be all Kitty's work in the sense of because it's her facility and all of that.
Right, you want it
but
to cater and be an expression of your client.
I would love to do that. I'd be honored
she
to.
Has great ideas.
She does.
Thank you.
Faye's
simply
amazing.
Is absolutely
Faye just
spectacular.
Got back.
I did. I just got back from the Bahamas.
That doesn't suck.
How is that?
Yeah, tell us about it. Tell Anna and
it's
Kitty.
It's work. It sucks when it's work.
But it looks
no,
stunning.
Yeah. Well, I do a lot of work over there for a multitude of events and corporate companies, and ironically for a company that's very similar to mine but doesn't have the capabilities.
Okay.
So they hire me, and I'm technically under them when I'm there.
Ah.
And then we're there producing, designing, and creating for Bahamar that's going to open up.
Cool.
It's going to be the competition to Atlantis.
Very cool.
Oh, snap! Exclusive!
Yeah, very, very, very. They're definitely catering to being more high-end and not as kid-friendly. And
less family.
Yeah, less family.
Which means you can go on vacation and come back without a cold.
Yeah.
That wouldn't suck.
Not
I mean,
that
I
don't
could,
like kids,
I could go for that.
That'd
yeah
be nice, you know? When you're on vacation, you want to come back and be like, that was great.
That was a great vacation. Now
exactly
let's get back at it again. Hit
but
the ground running.
It's a lot of fun. Because, again, my background is diverse. People laugh because I always enjoy...
No one's laughing at you, Faye.
No. Well, they haven't seen me
We're
naked,
laughing with but you. Oh, that's
too funny. That is so not right.
We know people.
We know people. But in the sense of... I laugh because in this sense when people tell me, oh, I want to do what you do and this and that, because in their mind, and I can see it in their eyes, that they're thinking J-Lo and the wedding planner. They think that's the whole thing and they're going to end up with a doctor. Doesn't happen that way.
I was going to say, wait, you know, in that movie, like, I didn't really see her work that much.
No, it's like, it's other than, you know, arguing.
I know that you work at like, you get up at like 3 in the morning and go till 2 in the morning.
She's working on Sunday. She's working on Mondays late.
The
it's
thing
crazy.
Is, what it is I'm old school industry. And for anybody that is out there that's listening understands what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
Because nowadays, even as amazing as social media is, I'll preface it with this, it's still kind of lying media because people post or say, oh, I've done this and that, and they're really working somebody else's event, or they do their cousin's sister's boyfriend's baby shower, and they're suddenly a planner or a designer. I've been doing this for an excess of a lot of years. We'll say over 15 years to say, you know, but... I know how to design lighting. I know, you know, room configurations, any kind of fair. We know how to design setting. We used to have to do for film back in the day of Miami Vice. I was scenic and wardrobe. So trust me, I have the gamut. So we had to. And also, we were very old school, was swink, you know, basically swim or sink, in the sense that if you didn't know, you had to learn or you were out.
Yeah. Fake it till you make it, kids. Fake it till you make it sometimes.
You want to learn, I mean, because then...
And take it all
you
in.
You have what no one else
and
has.
And ironically, you learn from, you know, you learn just as much from somebody that's really bad than from somebody that's just as good.
Oh, yeah.
It's
but
a combination.
Not to do is a valuable lesson.
You know, so I love what I do, but I like the flexibility that we have.
Right.
But it's definitely a challenge in the overall when you see other things that are transpiring.
Well, you know, that brings me to an interesting point, Faye, because here in the brand new edition of Vero Beach
that's
Magazine,
gorgeous, isn't it?
Hot off the press.
Silver cover.
That's right.
That's gorgeous.
Folks. This is a whole wedding edition, of course. And Vero Beach Magazine is a proud sponsor of our show. And we love giving them the proper shout outs and kudos. And it's that this summer.
It's a class. A very classy publication
indeed. Yeah. And they've done great write-ups on you, of course. But this is all about love and weddings, and that more people get married in the month of June than any other month throughout the year. And so I would imagine that those people that are tuning into our show or know of someone that is getting married, they're looking for someone to help piece it all together, bring all of the floral arrangements and the lighting and the details. They want to get in touch with you. How is that possible?
They just need to call the office. The number is 772-257-7272. If you want to get some research prior to calling to get your comfort level up, just look at our websites, www.tefintl.com or www.floralsbyfay.com.
And they come to the same page, kind of?
No, they're totally
separate.
Different. Yeah.
Okay.
What it is the TFI is more corporate, but shows an overall the company and the scope of the work, where Florals by Faye deals more with the social.
Got you. And, you know, I went into your office not only to nominate you for Latin Business of the Year.
Very smart.
Which I'm hoping that you win.
Yeah, she should.
Which, of course, that would be
phenomenal.
September, when we all know the winners. But it was awesome. All the decor and all the stuff. I mean, clearly a professional.
Well, we're a full shop to our boutique. You can come in and shop for your wedding, your event, your home.
Oh,
and
right.
A lot of people don't know that, because what happens is we do events and people fall in love with the pieces. And I'll get calls. Okay. So what happens is I've decided now to let them, yes, we can do that for you. We'll order it.
And the answer is always yes, Faye.
Always yes.
That is right. That is right. While we're getting the finger, I'm looking at Donna's nails, and they don't look nearly as foxy as
you
mine.
Yeah, you got yours done. You have, like, party nails. What's going on?
Well, you know, I was getting ready for that family vacation.
You're going camping.
Little summer.
I'm looking at your nails, and they're so
yeah,
fancy.
Yeah, like, where are you camping?
And sparkly. I'm like, those are not, I'm going to light a
they're
fire at camping nails.
They're kind of like camouflage. What do you think, Donna?
So
they're
not.
Like tie-dye.
That would reflect the bears.
That's what I'm saying. I need them to know I'm present.
Anna's idea of camping is very vastly different from probably most of the population.
I don't camp. I'm not going to lie to you.
I'm doing an RV style. It's going to be amazing. But hats off to my foxy nail crew.
Are you going to be an RV
Look
queen?
At my toes. Look at my toes.
I know. Look at
They're
that.
They're little roses.
Are you
it's
parking
very
the RV
cute.
In front of the Ritz-Carlton?
Something like that. I'm going to have the busboy wax it for me. Listen, we are not even done yet. We still have a whole nother half hour to go.
Woo!
The Vero Insider!